Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. In today's episode, I'm talking about celebrating business milestones. Why does it matter, and how can you do it? So we all know in business it's easy to focus on the daily grind, quoting jobs, servicing clients, following up on sales, suppliers, cleaning, chasing invoices, juggling life, and those pesky socials. But when was the last time you actually paused to celebrate a milestone? Whether it's your first birthday, your 100th sale, winning an award, getting nominated, these moments are worth shouting about. And guess what? Celebrating them online isn't just a feel-good, it's smart business too. Now, why am I thinking about milestones? Well, I've been contemplating the significance of milestones lately because this year marks 25 years since I embarked on my business journey up here in the Northeast. Nearly 40 years, starting in Melbourne at 18. Let's not do the maths on that one, folks. And now I am fast approaching the 100th episode of this podcast. I think today is the 99th episode. In the vast podcasting landscape, interesting enough, 100 episodes might seem modest. Consider that the Joe Rogan Experience has surpassed 1,700 episodes since its inception in 2009, and the Adam Carolla Show boasts of 3,000 episodes, holding a Guinness World Record for the most downloaded podcast according to Podcastle. Now, I'll leave that link in the show notes if you want to read up on that. Absolutely fascinating. However, for me, for little old me, reaching 100 episodes is a significant achievement. It's a testimonial to consistency, passion, and the support of listeners like you from all over the globe. The amount of people that send me texts and messages going, "Oh my God, Sam, we love your episodes. We love the little nuggets of gold when you get off the script like I am now. We love the way that you slaughter the English language and your grammar is just all up the poop and all of those things. We love your snorting, your laughing, the dogs, the aeroplanes flying over the top." Because, you know, I'm in just my home office out in the middle of a paddock. You know, I'm nowhere special here. I don't even have a set of working headphones because cherubs have taken off with those. But you know what? Podcasts don't, some of them just don't get to 100. So I know there's been some around. I've got friends in the industry that are in threes and fours and 500 episodes, and I'm like, wow. But you know what? Each episode of my little podcast here represents a huge step in the journey, and I'm proud of it because here's the thing. Most podcasts don't make it that far. According to industry data, the average lifespan of a podcast is 174 days, less than 6 months, people. And approximately 90% of podcasts don't get past episode 3. And of those that do continue, another 90% quit after 20 episodes. Now, this is all according to Riverside FM, who go on to state, in other words, when you've reached episode 21, you're amongst the top 1% of podcasters worldwide who made it. And podcasting, I'm not too sure if you know this out there, but podcasting continues to grow as a powerful medium. And did you know there are 4.19 million, so over 4 million podcasts, people, that are now registered globally? That's pretty huge. Countries like South Korea, Spain, Ireland, Sweden, and the United States now show strong listening engagement. Like, why Brazil has emerged one of the fastest growing podcast markets. And Brazil are leading. I watched the Canva Virtual Suite 2.0 today. And Brazil is kicking butts in that department too. So watch out, Brazilians. They're heading up the front. Well, watch, we need to sit back and watch Brazil, I think. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so this global reach highlights how podcasting has really evolved into a mainstream platform for content, connection, and community. Despite its popularity, many podcasts struggle with longevity. According to Social Shepherd, on Apple Podcasts alone, they state nearly half of the shows have only got three or fewer episodes. And this illustrates a common challenge. Well, starting a podcast is easy. You don't need much to set it up. Sustaining one requires consistency and commitment. or in my case, lack of brains. No, I'm only kidding. I love my podcast. In contrast, the UK and the US markets are showing strong signs of listener growth. In the UK, around a third of adults listen to podcasts monthly. Meanwhile, United States awareness of podcasting has jumped significantly over the last decade, with tens of millions tuning in each month. Now, these trends reinforce the importance and the impact of sticking with it. Remember that old mantra, consistency is key? Well, it's the same with socials, digital, online presence, podcasts, you name it. So while I might be still young in dog years compared to veterans like the Adam Carolla Show or the Joe Rogan Experience, reaching 100 episodes is a milestone, I think, worth celebrating. But enough chatting about podcasts. Sorry, I digressed on that one. Let's get back to this episode. So why celebrate milestones online? I mean, why should we do this as business owners? You know, we're busy enough as it is. But think about it. Number one reason, it humanizes your brand. People connect with people, not logos. Sharing your wins online shows the faces and the stories behind your brand, building an emotional connection with the audience. Now, while I say that, I'm going off script now. Please don't make it cringy. I've seen so many business owners get out there and have a good old brag fest about something, and I read it and I think, oh, God, that's just giving me the icks. Stay humble, people. Stay authentic. Number two. Why should we do this? It boosts engagement. Milestones posts get noticed. They generate likes, shares, comments, and even media attention. Celebratory posts often outperform regular content. Number three, it builds trust and credibility. When you go online and you share awards or a partnership or you talk up something that you've achieved, you know, it might even just be a little old work anniversary. It signals that you're established. It signals that you are trusted. And above all, it signals that you are doing something right. Number four, and I love this one, if you've got a team, if there's a couple of you in the business, celebrating wins boosts internal pride. When your team sees their efforts acknowledged publicly, it strengthens the morale and workplace culture, even if your team is just you in a home with a dog or two. I wonder if I could get my boxer mutts to wear celebration happy anniversary hats. They'd probably eat it. That wouldn't end well. So why should small businesses think about this and not skip it? Big brands have PR departments. Us as small business and micro small businesses have personality. And at the end of the day, you can be as ugly as hell. That's why I'm on podcasting. But you can have a great personality. That's what I'm trying to say. So milestones are really your chance to show growth and progression. You can highlight customer loyalty, community support, and you can really differentiate yourself from competitors, which I think is a strong part of it. But you need to be able to share your journey, which many of your customers are emotionally invested in. And even if it feels like a really small win, it's worth sharing. And people, again, be humble. Thank those that have helped you. You know, without your clients and your customers, you wouldn't be there. So let's have a little bit of a brainy storm or a think about the types of milestones we're celebrating. You know, it could be a business birthday, 1, 5 years, 10 years. Doesn't matter. Get the party hats out. People, get the cupcake and the candle. You don't have to spend a lot of money on it. It might be opening a new location or expanding services. It might be winning an award or just simply getting a recognition, completing a major project. You know, we've all got those things that we need to tick off. And you know what? You do need to celebrate because sometimes they're hard slog. Reaching a customer or social follower milestone. You know, if you've got to 200 likes or 200 followers, you know, get up there and say thank you to people. Could be just onboarding a new team member. Could be a new puppy in the workplace. Partnerships or collaborations, a really good one. Or even just getting featured in the media. You know, it might be an editorial. It might even be an advertorial. But, you know, still you can leverage off that. So how do we celebrate online? There's so many different ways. You can do it with a social media post. You can use a branded graphic, a photo, a reel with a heartfelt caption – Make it real, people. You could tag people involved, like clients, team collaborators, nominate people, you know how it goes. Include a call to action if relevant. You know, help us celebrate by sharing your favorite moment with us. You know, or drop in for your free cupcake, something like that. And don't forget, if you can, when you do that post, is repurpose that post to use on Google Business Profile as well, because that's another way that you can showcase that milestone. Alrighty, don't forget your websites. Most important, you know, create a banner or a blog post, you know, link it from your homepage, add a timeline or our story page if you're celebrating a major anniversary. People are interested in people's journeys, especially if there's been a bit of trial and tribulation along the way. Number three, email blast. Let your subscribers know. Include a special offer or a thank you if relevant. Number four, offer or a giveaway. Have some fun with this milestone. Turn your celebration into a community thank you, a discount, a giveaway, or a bonus. Go live is number five, or host a virtual event, pop a cork, real or metaphorical, and jump online to share your excitement with followers in real time. Especially fantastic for those businesses that love lives, you know. Get the silly party hat on, grab a cupcake, and off you go. Now, how do you make it meaningful and not cringy? Nothing worse than a serious post of icks. Keep it authentic. Don't boast, people. Share the behind-the-scenes journey. If you've got old photos, do it. Acknowledge the people who got you there. There's nothing worse. I've seen many local businesses go, oh, you know, look at us, rah, 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 happy birthday to us. And there's no mention of all the other little businesses that have supported them or people that have helped them. So you can acknowledge. You don't have to point it out person by person, but you need to make note. You need to say thank you to those people. So, you know, that's customers, staff, family, mentors, blah, blah, blah. Include visuals. If you've got photos, as I said, throwbacks or even bloopers, you know, everybody loves behind the scenes. Everybody loves stuff-ups, trip-ups, you know. We laugh at other people's miseries. We must be Australian. And don't forget to use hashtags like business birthday or your town name for extra reach. You know, think about how you can tie it to your community. So I suppose in wrapping up this episode, what I'm trying to say is don't let those hard-won milestones slip by unnoticed. Celebrating online is a powerful way to connect, grow, and reflect. And your audience does want to cheer for you, but you need to give them a reason to do so. So until next time, well, until the next episode, there may be singing at the 100th one. God help you all. Remember, anything is possible. Cheerio.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.